Touchdown, Kite!
Let's go!
He got it! Nifty move! Intercepted by Babineau. Witherspoon was in for it. My goodness, what a big play!
Welcome to Titans All Access. I'm Mike Keith with General Manager Rustin Webster. On this week's show, a great Wired for Sound. Jordan Babineau against the Steelers, you're absolutely going to love it. Our one-on-one segment, we learn about Akeem Ayers' transition to the NFL and his transition to Tennessee. We head to the practice field with head coach Mike Munchak in this week's Pinnacle Preview. Find out about Football 101 from the Titans Women's Association. And we'll get our first look at the first place, Buffalo Bills. The Titans traveled to Buffalo at 2-4 after knocking off the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's been more than a week, Rustin, but what pleased you most from last Thursday's victory?
I think just the fact that all phases contributed to the win, special teams, defense, and the offense. We played pretty well as a team, which is how we're going to have to play to win games.
When you graded the tape, where did you think the Titans made their most improvement as they got through this game?
Well, I just think offensively we had better balance, run and pass, and that was big. So that was probably it. Defensively, we played the run pretty well and overall played a pretty good football game against a good team.
As you get into the practice week this week, another Titan on the field, Markell Martin, comes off the physically unable to perform list and is able to get to work. What is your kind of timetable for him? How does this all work now?
Well, we're just going to wait and see. We've got a couple weeks to let him practice and see how that goes. So we're just going to take it one day at a time. He hasn't had a lot of training camp or off-season work. So we'll just take it, like I said, one day at a time and see where he is and then make a decision from there. After his practice time is up, though, then we have to make a decision whether or not to put him on the active roster or keep him on PUP.
Speaking of safeties, Jordan Babineau had a good game against Pittsburgh, and that's good for us because we had him wired for sound, and that's next. Welcome back to Titans All Access. Jordan Babineau played all 64 plays against Pittsburgh and recorded a team-high 10 tackles. We know this. Number 26 will hit. Rustin, you've known Jordan Babineau for a long time, dating back to both of your times in Seattle. What does he bring to the Titans football team?
I think he brings a great feel for the game and instincts. He's tough. He'll tackle. He knows how to tackle. And just a solid veteran presence for our secondary.
Now you're going to see all of that and more from Jordan Babineau in this week's Wired for Sound.
Woo! Welcome to Thursday Night Football. Woo! Let's go, Zach. Let's go, Nah. I need it. Hey, you know we playing on TV?
Oh.
And my mama going to be watching this game. I gotta have it! Go, Timmy. I need you today, all day, all right? I need you today. You need to be that energy, baby. I need you to be that energy on teams now. Come on now. I need you to tell them to step it up. We gotta win the field position. We gotta win it. Hey, I don't want nothing out of you tonight, all right?
What's that?
I don't want nothing out of you tonight.
All right.
Remember, we the home
team.
You
play clean, though. You play clean. We just want the best team win.
Steak dinner? Chicken? Barbecue? Hey, here we go, here we go, here we go.
Right.
Seven man! Stay! Set! 21! Stay! Set! Stay! Set!
Thank you.
Okay. That's respect if y'all got to double me.
There's nothing.
That's respect. That's respect if y'all double me.
We don't take you out.
That's respect.
We don't take you out.
I'm going to bang ass if you ever catch that ball.
Who
your returner?
Back? How you going to get there? Think about that.
Hey, Monday. I'm going to outwork you today, boy. I'm going to outwork you today.
Now, folks, excuse me.
Come on. Hey.
Let's go over here.
I'm going to outwork you today, boy. Hey, how he was still moving, Hawk?
Down.
He was still moving.
He was still moving.
No, he wasn't. He was down.
Come on, Hawk.
No way.
Before what? Before what?
Let's go.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
Doing good, man.
How did I push your game? Huh? How did push ups?
I'll challenge you one of these.
Nah, I don't want to. That's incomplete.
Max, telling to challenge it.
Because he likes to hook it on in.
Come on.
Let's go.
Come on, baby.
Let's go.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
Come on, Rob. Knock it through, baby. Knock it through. It's easy.
Snap. Set. Kick on the way.
Good! Oh! Woo! That's big, baby. That's big.
That was big.
We needed that. Hey. Thursday night football, do you get a game like this? It's going down. Ah! Woo! I love it. I love it.
When Titans All Access continues, find out about a special event from the Titans Women's Association, and we head to the practice field with Mike Munchak. Stay tuned. On November 3rd, the Tennessee Titans Women's Association will join with Baptist Sports Medicine and Ashton Real Estate Group to host its first ever Football 101 event for ladies. Proud to be joined by Titans Director of Player Development, Tina Tuggle. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. This is a six-hour event. You got a lot of stuff planned for the ladies. What do they need to know about the schedule that day?
Well, this will be a fun, interactive educational opportunities for the ladies to get to watch practice. They will get to learn the X's and O's from our Titans coaches. They will have an opportunity to tour the facility, and they'll participate in a very fun field scrimmage that will be hosted by our current and former Titans players.
Wow. Sounds like a good time.
I think so.
All right. Registration fee is $90, and the money goes to a good cause. Tell us about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. The money goes to benefit the Tennessee Breast Cancer Coalition, and they are dedicated to providing good quality of life for those that are going through treatment for breast cancer here in the Middle Tennessee area.
All right. So space is limited. How can ladies sign up?
Space is limited, so we want people to sign up as soon as possible. They can go to our website, which is www.titansonline.com. Scroll down to the pink Football 101 sign and click on it. They can register. And the $90 registration fee goes to lunch. They will get a cool little goodie bag and just a really fun opportunity to see behind the scenes at the Tennessee Titans organization.
If you have questions about the event, visit TitansOnline.com, or there is a Football 101 hotline, 615-565-4025. Tina Tuggle, thanks so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Time now to head to the practice field for some time with head coach Mike Munchak. It's this week's Pinnacle Preview. Lots of bounce in the steps out here at Baptist Sports Park for the Titans in practice, particularly out of your skill players on offense, and specifically there, Kenny Britt, seeing the weapons coming together, the confidence and the excitement.
Yeah, they are. I think that's the perfect word. They are excited. When you win, it kind of adds an element to practice. It's a little more fun when you come out here knowing that you're doing some good things. Especially for Kenny, I think he's just excited at the fact that he's able to, the last couple weeks now, he's getting better. After the games, he's not quite as sore. He's able to come out and get the work that he needs. And so I think all the guys are happy. And we're spreading the ball around quite a bit. Matt did a good job of that in the last game. So they know that there's an opportunity to make plays. We got the kind of guys that can do that. And so they're excited about the game plan and moving forward, knowing that we need a big effort on Sunday.
Eric Morgan coming off a very good game. He has graded out very well in the first six games of the season. Do you think we're starting to see him emerge as more of a force on the defensive line?
I think he has been. I just think you see his confidence growing, which is the main thing. I know everyone gets tied into sacks, and that's what all people look at, but he's been making a lot of tackles, getting off blocks, making plays for us, creating a lot of pressures. Had a nice sack last week. That was a big for us. So, he's definitely it's encouraging to see what he's doing. And for defense alignment, just a matter of realizing that's good enough. You know, I'm doing some good stuff. I'm getting it better. The sacks will come, all that. So we're excited about where he's at. And, it's a long season to go, and those things will come for him. We just need to keep playing the way he is.
Matt Hasselbeck gets his third straight start on Sunday against the Bills. Unusual situation. Normally with the weather at Ralph Wilson Stadium, you're going to maybe get rain or going to get wind or something. Good to have a veteran who knows this place and played well there last year.
Yeah, he did, and we went up there last year in, I think, almost December, and got good weather, and it's supposed to be good supposedly on Sunday, but you never do know. So, yeah, you want a quarterback that's been through it all. If it's going to be windy like it is here out here today or rainy, that he feels comfortable. And if we can do what we did last year, ran the ball well, which helped him not put as much on his Matt's shoulders, I think we go up there and be a complete offense, and like I said earlier, not turn the ball over. I think we could have a good day.
It's Titans head coach Mike Munchak, and that's this week's Pinnacle Preview. When Titans All Access continues, your chance to meet Double A linebacker Akeem Ayers as one-on-one is next.
Pull up a chair and go one-on-one. Sponsored by Farm Bureau Insurance, where Tennessee turns to us.
Welcome back to Titans All Access. Time now to visit with second-year linebacker Akeem Ayers. A young man that already has over 20 career starts under his belt, even though he's just 23 years old. Yeah. Glad to have you on the show. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, you come to the Titans last year. You have no offseason because of the lockout. You're 2,000 miles from home. You're living on your own. You're in a very different part of the country. You're moving to pro football from college football. Just a whole season of adjustments. How difficult was last year based on all of that?
It was pretty difficult in a sense, just like you mentioned, all those things, and me kind of getting a late start because of the lockout. It's like I had to adjust pretty quick, so I didn't really have time to adapt to much. You know, I pretty much hit the ground rolling. You know, that's just with the playbook, with the just learning how things work in the NFL, how things work in this building, you know, how the city works, you know. So it was just, you know, you got to learn quick, and that's one of the things I found out when I got here, especially with no offseason.
Okay, going from UCLA to the NFL on one side, going from L.A. to Nashville on the other side, which was more difficult? Which was the bigger adjustment?
The bigger here, no doubt. I grew up there my entire life, so, you know, nothing there was pretty much new to me. So, you know, going to college from, you know, pretty much about 30 minutes away from where I grew up at, it wasn't pretty much of an adjustment. But, you know, coming here, everything is different, you know, from Nashville to Los Angeles, you know, two different places. And NFL to college is two different, two different scenes. So just coming here was the biggest adjustment overall.
But obviously you have a comfort level with Nashville now, and clearly you have a comfort level in this defense.
Yeah.
Where are you most significantly better as a linebacker this year instead of 2011?
Man, just my overall play. I think I just feel more advanced than I did last year. You know, I've been in the system a while. I'm used to my coaches, my teammates, and I think I'm just playing with a lot more confidence, and that's something you need as a linebacker. And by me not having to think so much, I believe it's helping me play faster. So if you know you can watch, you can compare the film from last year to this year. You see me playing a lot faster. I'm doing a lot less thinking because I'm just comfortable with the defense, and I know what I'm doing out there. And I had a complete offseason to pretty much just work on all the things that I didn't really get to work on last year or the things that I felt that I needed to improve on. So, yeah, I had a complete offseason, and, I'm just out there pretty much playing football now. I feel a lot more comfortable, and I have a lot of confidence in pretty much everything I'm doing out there.
I have read consistently where you are a skilled freehand artist.
Yeah.
Where did that come from, and tell me what that's all about?
I mean, well, it's just something that naturally just came about since I was about maybe elementary school. And it's just something I just kept doing one day, and I just became good at it. A lot of kids in elementary school and junior high school asked me to draw pictures for them, and it's just something I did in my spare time, and it's just something that became a part of me, really.
All right. You're going to Buffalo. You've been to Buffalo before. Even though you're only a second-year guy, you've already done this trip. What do you remember about playing in Buffalo that you'll take into this game this weekend?
Well, one thing that surprised me was the weather, because we played late in the season there. So, in my mind, I'm expecting snow, cold weather, and we get there and we got a sunny game, nice day. Nice day to play football. And, their crowd is pretty much into it. They have a good atmosphere out there. And, the players and the team, they all feeding off the crowd. And it's a good environment to play football, definitely. And then we feed off that as well, being a visiting team. And it's nothing better to, when you can quiet a home team, quiet the fan, entire stadium when you're playing at a high level.
Good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Akeem Ayers is our special guest on Titans All Access. When we come back, General Manager Rustin Webster with our LP Keys segment as we talk about the Titans playing at Buffalo. That's next. It's time for this week's Titans Rewind, brought to you by Ford.
January 8, 2000. The Titans and the Bills in a playoff game at the Coliseum. Buffalo leads 16-15 with 16 seconds to go. And then, the most famous play in franchise history.
Do the Titans have a miracle left in them in what has been a magical season to this point? If they do, they need it now. Christie kicks it high and short. Going to be fielded by Lorenzo Neal at the 25.
Yeah,
pitches it back to Wycheck. He throws it across the field to Dyson.
He's got something. 30, he's got 40, something.
50,
he's got it.
40,
he's got it.
20, 10.
He's got it.
End zone. Touchdown, Titans. There are no flags on the field. It's a miracle. Tennessee has pulled a miracle.
The Titans' Music City Miracle lifted them to a 22-16 victory over the Buffalo Bills.
That's this week's Titans Rewind, brought to you by Ford. Drive one. Time now for the LP Keys to the Game, as General Manager Rustin Webster rejoins us. Titans headed to Buffalo to take on the 3-3 Bills, a team that is in a four-way tie for first in the AFC East. The Bills coming off a win at Arizona where they had the game won, then lost, then they got off the hook by virtue of a missed field goal, and then they won in overtime. So Titans are coming off a win that should inspire them, but Rustin, the Bills are really coming off a win that should inspire them.
And they're a good team. They have weapons on offense with C.J. Spiller, Fred Jackson, and defensively they're very talented, especially up front in the front seven. So we'll have to protect the passer, do a good job protecting the football, and then stop the running game as well.
C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson, both back, both healthy, combined for nearly 200 total yards in the win at Arizona. What's so impressive is that's a really good 1-2 combination, and they're both versatile backs.
Very versatile. Both can catch, make plays in space, do a lot of different things, contribute in the return game, whatever they need from them. They're two very talented players, and they'll be tough for us.
Defense got after Kevin Cobb and then John Skelton, the Cardinal quarterbacks. Mario Williams with a couple of sacks. Is he starting to get sort of a grasp on what they want to do after moving over from Houston?
I think so. I think Mario, if you look back at his history, that he makes his plays in chunks. And so we just have to keep him from doing that. We know him well. He knows us well. So it'll be an interesting matchup for sure.
So how do you go to Buffalo and beat the Bills for the second year in a row?
Well, I think we have to contain them offensively, especially their run game, but also they throw it well. So we'll have to be on our toes. And then defensively, we'll have to protect the passer, continue to be able to run the football and not turn it over.
We'll see you Sunday at Ralph Wilson Stadium.
Looking forward to it.
Next week on Titans All Access, we sit down with a pair of Hall of Famers, Mike Munchak and Bruce Matthews. Great players, Titans coaches, and best friends. One of the most unique relationships in the NFL. They both talk about it next week. Plus, Chris Johnson wired for sound at Buffalo. All that and more next week on Titans All Access. For Ruskin Webster, I'm Mike Keith. Thanks so much for watching, and we'll see you next week.